Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought, a special thought because it's New Year's Eve, is titled Auld Lang Syne. Well, the new year is fast approaching as the clock clicks on towards midnight. Myself, as well as millions of others, will dust off our vocal cords to a rendition of Auld Lang Syne. It's one of the most famous songs of all time and is sung around the world. A song which brings the world together, not just on New Year's Eve, but it's used for graduations, farewells, national anthems, and even funerals in Taiwan, to name but a few. The creator of the song is of much debate, but I think the earliest account of the song is an anonymous poem of the 15th century, published by George Ballantyne. The version we normally sing today was written by Robert Burns, 200 years later, in 1788. Burns is also responsible for putting the melody and the words together. How Burns did not compose the melody, which is also known as The Miller's Wedding. This was the work of composer William Shield. But because of the Robert Burns involvement, the song is traditionally sung in Scotland on Burns Night, which is the 25th of January. When Burns first commented on the song, he said, "There is an old song and tune, which has often thrilled through my soul." This is surely a feeling shared by many of us today. My feeling is that the song is one which encourages friendship, shared experiences, trust and mutual kindness. It is the song which reminds me of the values and value of the friendships which I so dearly want through my journey of life. Your thoughts may have a different emphasis, so I include the full text with an English translation at the bottom of the written text. In this way, you can make the most of the song. As well as, if you're like me, it'll help you learn the words. So, have a great New Year's Eve and let the words of Auld Lang Syne flow from your soul and the values and value of your friendships be understood for another year. Have a great New Year's Eve, David Gardner.